Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Bleh!
Bleh!
Mostly. This might be a short one.
A short one? You mean as short as the movie was?
Shorter, possibly.
I think so. I don't even know, like, this one it wasn't like, it's not like a moment of silence because of how ridiculous, like, was ridiculous, but it wasn't, it's like a moment, like, you know how usually we have a moment of pause because we're so, like, just, like, baffled that this movie even exists?
Mm-hmm.
This one I'm okay with, but
I didn't hate this.
But I didn't hate it either, actually, which I'm really surprised at because 1972 has been a lot of stinkers.
Like, I don't mind this movie.
I didn't like it,
no.
But I didn't hate it. Like somewhere in between.
It's, I can tell you this. Well,
it's
you,
special.
You've never seen zombies quite like this.
Nope, and we'll get into that. And it's going to be a short episode because, man, it was a short movie.
Garden of the Dead.
Yep.
58 minutes long.
58 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even feature length.
Counts as a movie, technically, but yes, only 58 minutes long.
Yeah. Usually, like, to be, like, a feature-length film, you have to be, like, an hour and a half, at least.
Or like, well, I would think at least over an hour.
You would think, because this is basically just, like, an episode of, like, a longer show.
Yeah, this would be, like, an episode of, like, some anthology show.
Yeah.
Except trashier.
Yeah, it's not going to be, like, Black Mirror quality, but, like...
Oh, this is so much better than Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got drug messages in it.
I wish the director would do an episode of Black Mirror. If John Hayes was just like, yeah, I'm going to do an episode of Black Mirror.
That should happen. I want to know.
I want a shitty director to make an episode of Black Mirror. Just to see what would happen.
I want more. I want to see this man do his own anthology show.
I just want to see a shitty director with a high budget. Oh,
God. Oh
wait, never mind.
We'll get to that.
Wait, never mind. We got Rampage.
We'll get to, you know, newer movies.
Yeah,
eventually.
I mean, it's going to take a while, but we will.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we should stop, you know, pussyfooting around.
If Uwe Boll can make a big-budget video game movie, you can do anything.
Uwe Boll's going to be, like, our best friend.
Fuck that bitch.
He's going to be our best friend. We have to watch a lot of his movies. Like, every single one of them.
I know.
Every single one of them.
I know.
Except for Rampage.
It's going to be one of those directors where every fucking movie happens to land straight on this.
Yeah.
No.
So get ready for that. So Garden of the Dead. Man, where do we even begin on this one? So it starts out with a still.
Oh, the credits?
An image still,
yeah.
And the credits are rolling over it while, like, you called it horror swing, plays over.
Yes.
Plays over them.
It's got like a, it's like swing music, but spoopy.
Yeah.
And it's a chain gang.
And they're moving like formaldehyde barrels into trucks.
For some reason.
And transporting them. It never explains why they're transporting formaldehyde. But
well,
that doesn't matter.
I think they're transporting because they're all transferring
mm-hmm.
to a different like area or whatever.
That's right.
Why? They have formaldehyde there in the first place is beyond me.
I don't know. In the middle of like,
yeah.
Like just nowhere.
Yeah. So.
So the warden
is like this salty old man because they're all transferring and he's not getting the new job.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one who's not getting the new job and he's pissed.
Yep.
He's not happy.
So they walk over to the formaldehyde barrels because he's still pissed.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, like, how long until we move all this stuff? And, like, oh, stuff stinks. And one of the older guys is like,
formaldehyde never hurt anybody.
Yeah, this is strictly for the undertakers.
Yeah. Well, so, the prisoners are done doing whatever, and they go on, like, break.
Yeah.
They get food, but some of them don't get food.
They get high.
They go to this shed that apparently no one can see what they're doing behind the shed, even though there's probably just an insane amount of mist coming out.
Yeah.
And he takes, like, a fucking a tube?
Like a hose.
Yeah, like a garden hose.
Like that's like, I guess, I don't know how they're like, why the formaldehyde's like steaming.
I don't know.
Does formaldehyde steam? I'm not like an expert in this, so I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you because in this movie we see it in steam and liquid form.
Yeah, and I don't know. Okay, well, we'll explain the next scene, and I'm not an expert, but I don't know if you can actually do this with formaldehyde. You might be able to.
We should try.
I don't want to.
Why?
Unless it makes me a zombie, then
exactly.
Maybe. A creature of the night.
It's the most overpowered zombies ever. And,
yeah.
So they start getting high off of formaldehyde.
Off of, like, smoking formaldehyde.
Yeah, he, like, takes a tube, sticks it to this thing, and it, like, it's steam now. And he just, like, sticks it right up to his nose.
And just...
And then a bunch of other prisoners get right there next to him, and they start sniffing it, like...
It looks like a giant circle jerk. Like, they're all... It does. They're all, like they're all, like, rolling back their eyes, and like...
Yeah, like, rolling back their eyes, like, grunting, and,
like
these ridiculous smiles on their face.
It's so homoerotic.
Remember the bald guy?
Yeah, like...
He has, like, this ridiculous smile on his face. Because they're all getting high.
It just looks weird. Like, yeah. They're all like,
It's even weirder in the scene after that.
Then they start, like, they start saying, like, you know, are we ready to escape and everything?
Yeah.
And they go into this tunnel and start digging out dirt.
Yeah.
Right after getting high.
Right after getting high.
Formaldehyde.
So they're all high. And this whole scene is just grunting.
Yep.
They're saying something to one another. We can't understand shit. All we understand is grunting, and it's
and they're dumping the dirt into a barrel.
Yes,
of what was supposed to be formaldehyde.
I
hiding the dirt, you know, like I in guess. The Great Escape.
Yeah, shocking. and they do that, and
so that's when the woman arrives.
Yes,
at the yard.
This woman dressed like a waitress. Just shows up outside the gate, and she just stands there for, like, 2 minutes,
and
remember?
All the guys, like, stare at her.
They stare at her and, like, rub their pants, and, like, kind of, like, they'll be staring at her, and then they'll, like, kind of motion to their guy next to them, like, yeah, look at her.
And they'll start rubbing their thigh and stuff, yeah. And I'm just like, this is weird.
And we're just like, oh, what the fuck? And then this guy comes out, and we find out that, like, they're a couple.
Right.
The prisoner and her, and one of the guards is like, you got 1 minute.
No, you forgot the most important scene before he lets him go see her. Mm. Where they're yelling back and forth. And she's like, it's been so hard. Do you know how hard it is getting groped and looked at the diner?
No. So,
and he's
So they start talking just like normal pulse. And she's like, how are you? Oh, I'm okay. How are you? Well, I'm going to get, she says, I'm going to get like evicted.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then, we're not evicted or like is she going to lose her job or
yeah,
something?
She's going to lose her job, and he's getting transferred, but they don't know where. So she doesn't. She has to move out
and
of her house.
And then she... I don't remember what the fuck prompted this, and she suddenly, like... I go there every day, and I get groped by truck drivers and perverts.
And then he's like, I was beginning to think you liked it!
Like,
like, whoa! This, like, escalated so quickly.
0 to 100.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like, why are they all of a sudden yelling at each other?
And then after that...
Then it goes back to just normal, and
the guard.
The guard is like, hey, you got 1 minute. Let's...
make a count.
Let's pull out, and they go and hug and kiss, and it's all awkward, and...
Yeah.
She's, like, opening, like...
He eats her face some. Yeah.
She's, like... Like, her mouth's, like, gape the whole time.
Yeah.
Just...
I missed you so much. No, I love you. No, remember the last thing she says? I want you.
I want you. Yeah, like...
And the guard's just like, 15 seconds! Oh, fuck.
Come on! Alright, so then they go back... They're back in, like, the barracks.
Yeah,
or whatever, I don't know.
Then it's night.
It's night, they're playing cards... And two of the guys go off, and they're like, hey, come on, Paul, we gotta go. The warden wants us in his office. And the other guy that's, like, hatching the escape is like, are you gonna, like, follow them the whole time? Follow me. You can see your girl. You can have her. You can touch her, like, tonight. What did he say?
You can do it right. You can do it tonight.
Yeah, you can do it right. You can do it tonight.
He's, like, taunting him, like, that girl of yours, oh, I bet you'd like to get your hands on her. I know I'd like to get my hands on her and all this stuff. And he's getting, like, kind of agitated. But then he's, like, they go in the corner to, quote-unquote, talk. And he tells them about the plan, how they're going to, like, go under the thing, whatever the fuck they dug under.
And then he just takes out a knife and just fucking stabs the guy. Him. Like, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just stabs the guy.
Yeah, stabs him.
I think he thought he was, like, too soft or something. I don't know. Like, like you said, like, 0 to 100.
No reason.
In 2 seconds flat.
And then they yell at some of the other prisoners who aren't escaping.
Yeah, and, like, all the people getting high off of the formaldehyde are, like, all, like, jacked up.
Yeah, so the people who are getting high are the ones who are escaping, and the one of the prisoners says, like, you made all of them basically into junkies so they would follow you and be stupid. And then, remember, one of the... There's this one guy in the gang who's, like, this... I swear to God, he looks like he should be in a gay porno. He's, like, this huge, like, blonde dude with this ridiculous mustache, and he just says, I want to choke him with my hands. As he's, like, as the other prisoner's yelling at him, that's what he says.
So they're all talking, and then they decide to kill the guard.
How do they kill him, Will?
He like alley-oops him, and like it's like this weird like ninja jump, and just like taps him on the neck.
It looks like he taps him with a finger.
Yeah,
think, and he's dead.
And the guy's dead straight away.
We didn't know.
Just a little think, and then dead.
We didn't know at first. We thought they just knocked him out, which in and of itself is ridiculous. But later on, you find out no, that tap killed him.
So they go...
Get used to this, though, because there are many, there are many run-by tappings in this movie.
Oh, sorry. I'll save my comments.
Too early.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like 10 minutes too early.
So they go to the gate, and they start escaping out the tunnel, and the last guy with the gun...
Who takes the guard's gun, yes.
Yeah, decides that just one last time, he's gonna get high on formaldehyde.
Yeah.
So he takes out the hose and just... as the guy's like in the tunnel, like, come on.
Eventually he goes, but he's like way fucking further back.
Acts like a total buffoon.
Yeah, he looks like someone's grandpa.
He really does.
But he's supposed to be a
like
criminal
stands
who gets
all weird and like
he stands weird,
he
runs
like
weird,
runs weird.
Everything about him is weird, and he kind of like scrunches his face and like his makes his eyes all big and yeah. They escape, and I guess he has a key to this truck that has
like a flatbed truck.
The truck happens to have
a bunch of formaldehyde
on
it.
They all get on, and then the old man runs up way later, and they take his gun, and they start.
No, remember he. So
oh yeah,
he trips.
He
and
trips,
fires off the gun,
and it alerts the
whole
camp.
It alerts all the like the warden and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they get on the flatbed, and the old guy gets on the flatbed, and he's like, "It was an accident! I didn't mean it!
I swear!
It was an accident! I swear it was an accident!" And the guy is like...
Slowly. And then he shoots him.
Yeah, you can go to hell, you little son of a bitch! Like, remember he says that right before
yeah.
he shoots the high guy?
You little son of a bitch.
You can go to hell, you little son of a bitch.
Shoots him and he, like, flies off. And then the cops, like, mobilize all their cars. They head out. The criminals get in their truck and there's a slow chase where they're all shooting at each other.
Which ends in the weirdest way possible, because, like, the guy in the truck loses control.
No, he gets shot.
Oh, that's right, he gets shot.
He gets hit. He gets hit in, like, the fucking head, somehow.
Like, it's barely even noticeable, though.
No, you notice it because he, like, screams and kind of, like, clutches his face. And then, like, loses control and runs, like, into a fence. And then he doesn't flip the truck over. But
it, like, goes up on a hill enough that it, like, dumps
all off enough that it dumps all of the formaldehyde and the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops just stop the cars and shoot them.
Firing line, just completely.
They shoot them all.
And they all die in a puddle of formaldehyde, because there's formaldehyde everywhere.
Also worth mentioning, the place where they crashed just happens to be a graveyard.
Yeah.
Do you think that might be a...
little indicator?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? Yep. So there's all this formaldehyde around, and they all die in the formaldehyde with the graveyard. And then it goes back to the warden chaining up all the prisoners that knew about the escape and didn't tell him.
Yeah.
So he chains them to posts and is like, you're going to stand here for 2 days with only bread and water.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you get.
And one of them says something, and he's like, 3 days for you.
3 days.
And one of you says a word, it'll be another day for each word you say.
So then we go back to the cemetery formaldehyde pond, and, and, like, there's these two prisoners that are burying all the dead guys.
This is where it begins.
It's shallow graves, right?
Very.
So, one guy's looking off in the distance, and a hand, like, reaches out.
No. There's a guard, remember? He dies off screen, and he screams,
and like, hey, where'd you go?
Well, he screams like a 12-year-old, remember? It's like, ah! And then they're like, John? Are you there, John?
John, and he, like,
and
looks up.
There's, like, a hand coming out of the ground, and it grabs him. His reaction, though, is so, like, wrong.
I can't get it off!
No, don't forget. He, like, kind of slowly looks down, and then just, like, looks at it some more, and then he's, like, his friend is there behind him, and he's like, hey, I can't get it off.
I can't get it off.
And his friend just drops the shovel and fucking runs off.
Fails. That's a smart man right there.
That dude is, his hand is so strong that he just can't.
It didn't even wrap all the way around his leg. It's like a little,
it's like just a part of
his leg.
It's
like how you grab a remote, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
not even that. It's like how
it's not enclosed over the remote.
It's not enclosed.
Or over his leg.
And he can't escape. He like falls over. And then like the other guy just runs into a fucking like bunch of them. They're just standing there.
And they just beat him down.
Yeah. And then all the other ones start slowly rising up like head first out of their graves. And then this guy just gets choked to death.
Remember the guy was shaking on top of him to, like, kill, like, get the final kill in?
Yeah. It's, yeah. They all get, they get up and...
The head honcho zombie walks over to, the guy who hatched, like, their original escape, walks over to the truck and, like, lifts it up and is like, well...
No, he lifts it up and there's, like, a box with a bunch of garden tools.
Yeah, and he takes out all the garden tools and they start saying... We will destroy the living.
We will destroy the living.
We will destroy the living.
I just know during this whole scene, you were like, what the fuck? Formaldehyde zombies.
Yeah.
And they talk, and they scheme.
And they can use tools.
And they've been in the ground for maybe 10 minutes. They are already in decomposition.
Yeah.
They look like your regular, like, George Romero zombies.
They get more decomposed as the movie goes, too.
Yes.
And I don't understand, like, that doesn't work.
Well, I don't understand anything. But,
yeah,
So,
it cuts to the girl in an RV.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the doctor.
Prison doctor.
Yeah, he's giving her a sedative to, like, help her sleep.
Which they never talk about again.
No. So he goes out and he talks to the two owners of the RV and is like, thanks for letting her stay here. Like,
yeah.
She's really like...
some random people in the fucking woods.
Yeah. And then we get... And so we get these zombies running up to him and just, like, tapping him with the pickaxes.
Don't forget, they run up to him, and then they run into... Okay, this makes no sense. They have two RVs, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
They have the big one, which the girl is in, and then there's the small one.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because that was, like, her RV, but it didn't have any,
the
like...
The couple runs into the tiny RV, mm-hmm. and they get tapped to death.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman wakes up and sees this in the window and starts freaking out.
And then she sees the prison doctor, like, they're actually, like, hitting him. They're not... Well, they're hitting the ground, but it looks like they're hitting him. They're not tapping him. The doctor that gave her the sedative. Like, because they... Oh, no, he gets away.
No, he gets away. They kill the old couple.
They kill the old couple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you had me fucking confused. I was like, whoa.
I was confused at the scene. I was just like, what is going on?
Because you don't see them die. No. Well, you see, like... She, like, looks, and then, like, there's, like, a window in the other RV, and you see her, like, screaming, kind of. But then you, they just tap them to death.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps freaking out, and they just surround.
She loses her shit.
Oh, she loses
it. I mean, I would, too, but, yeah. Like, I mean, she loses it.
No, Will, this is totally normal. You have to, this is totally normal. You have to keep your cool. This happens every day.
And the zombies surround the RV.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at her. And this is, like, they're, like, in full decomp.
Oh, yeah.
And I was,
skin
like...
Skin is gray and everything.
I was, like, wait a minute. These guys have been dead for less than,
like
5 hours.
Like, 15 minutes.
Maybe.
Yes.
They haven't been dead long at all. Decomp would not start.
Mm-mm. Apparently, when
like, they look really pale.
Apparently, when you're a formaldehyde zombie... Decomp starts.
The
second the dirt hits your fucking skin.
Just decomp.
You are in... They look like George Romero zombies.
I think that might be a little counterproductive. Because formaldehyde isn't... I don't know.
I will...
Yeah, all logic is lost in this movie, so...
They wanted an excuse to have zombies that get high. And they were like, what can we use?
Spoilers.
I got it. It's not a spoiler. They've already been getting high. But they're like, what can we use? What can we use? And then someone in that meeting was like, hey, I got it. Formaldehyde. And they're like, oh, shit.
This guy's a genius. Let's do this.
Madman. We're doing this.
I wonder if John Hayes, the director of the film, was just like, guys, I want a movie where these guys get high on formaldehyde and then die in it and become zombies.
And they're still getting high on it. Because later on in the movie, we keep seeing them getting high on formaldehyde.
That's even their whole goal.
Even in death, they still need that.
They're junkies. They're formaldehyde junkies.
Yes.
So
we should make a movie called, like, about zombies that get high on, that just drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they die in beer, and then they get resurrected as zombies. They have to keep, like, breaking into bars and drinking beer.
Kind of like what we're doing.
That would be our movie.
I mean, we're kind of zombies because we're watching all these terrible movies and have to just, like, suffer through them while drinking beer.
I feel nothing.
I don't either.
Good.
So she gets up and she starts freaking out, but she turns on the RV and drives away.
I was really hoping that one of them would get run over, but no.
They all, like, lightly step
away.
It's
too vanilla for that.
Yeah, they step away from the RV.
It's too fucking vanilla for that.
And then they cut back to the yard.
Yeah.
And I remember you laughed really hard at this scene because literally the scene starts and one of the guards is just like, God. That's good. Like, that's how the scene starts.
Yes.
That's good.
Mid-conversation.
No context.
No. And the way he says it is great because he says it like so like almost jovially. Like a sitcom. He's just like, that's good.
That's good.
Like, just... And it's just immediately, 5 seconds before this, was her screaming and just, "Dah!" And then, that's good. Which, does that describe the movie for you?
That's good.
Is that how you, when you finish when the movie ended, you're just like, that's good.
Yeah, but it was more of a sarcastic, like, that's good.
That's good?
Good? It wasn't so jovial.
No, he was very jovial. He's very jovial about his prison job where people just died that night. Mm. So she pulls up, screaming.
Freaking out.
One of the guards runs out to help her. The other guard gets on the phone to tell the warden. And remember, he's like, the warden's like refusing.
Yeah, she's like, don't help her. Like, she can...
And, but remember what he says. But, Warden, the woman's in a bad way.
I don't know, Warden. The woman's in a bad way.
Yeah. And then they have the one, like, creepy shot in the movie. Where he's helping the woman, and he kind of hears something in the distance. And there's, like, this... It's foggy. It's nighttime. And then you just see, like, these figures in the distance slowly walking through the fog.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the one... creepy shot in the movie.
Now I should mention, we have like maybe 10 minutes left in the movie.
Yeah, I kind
like
of...
that's how short this movie is. Yes. This is the final climactic, and it's like, seriously.
Yes.
It's so short.
It's there. Like, it's right
we're
there.
We're already there.
And then the guy like takes her into the camp to says like close the gate, which does them nothing.
No.
No fucking good. And then he's like, I don't give a shit what the warden says. Like, we're gonna whatever. Yeah.
But the zombies take an axe and just cut right through the barbed wire.
They cut through the barbed wire like it's made out of, like, a cobweb.
Probably because it is. I mean, it's obviously made out of, like, yes. a fake wire. But
I know.
Because they don't even struggle with it.
No. He doesn't even look like they use any force when cutting it.
So the warden doesn't believe anything they're saying. He's like, there's no way you saw them. They're all dead.
And then they go out. And the, one of the, I don't even remember why he ran out. Remember? Because one of the guards kind of, like, runs further out.
Oh, yeah, no, he goes to check on something. I don't remember something. What. But then he gets, you know.
Yeah! And then, like.
They all, poke him to death.
We haven't gotten to the drive-by, drive-by axing.
We are almost to the greatest scene.
The fly-by axing.
The greatest scene in zombie movie history.
Mm-hmm. So after that, they don't know zombies go and get high again off of formaldehyde.
Yeah, they're like, they go to where they were getting high earlier, but this time they're not even using like the hose. Gas. There's like a puddle of water that they've been kind of like dipping the hose into for some reason. And... they're just, like, rubbing it on their face.
They're drinking it. They're, like, just...
yes.
Dumping, it shows them like taking formaldehyde showers.
So these zombies that were previously, like, ugh. Bah! Now they're, like, like,
yeah.
Like, bathing themselves.
All
and,
over
like,
their bodies. Drinking it. Like, just, one guy's, like, taking, like, handfuls of it.
Just
and, like,
anything.
Just, patting it on his face.
I know, anything.
Like it's a facial cleanser.
Oh, yeah, man. Clean your pores real good.
Clean your zombie... That formaldehyde, though.
Clean your zombie pores.
Exactly.
And so the sheriff finally, like, because he sees his whatever the fuck officer get killed,
the
he
warden,
finally,
yeah.
like, kind of... He doesn't believe that it's the prisoners, but he knows there's something up.
Yeah, so he decides to go... They get the backup generator started... And he decides to get the prisoners from the post.
Yeah. No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Sorry.
Not yet.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
was
I'm
way
sorry.
After. So he then goes somewhere and a zombie attacks a guard, remember?
He's killed.
Yeah. He's patrolling the cars. He kills him by, again, drive-by poking.
Like, running by and just like, swinging him, like,
yes.
just knocking
instant
into
death.
Him. Instant death.
Instant death.
Opens
and then,
all the trunks.
All
the...
This scene is fucking ridiculous.
All the hoods of the cars, he just opens every single one, and...
tink, tink.
Yes.
Tink, tink.
It's not as funny as, it's not as funny as when he goes to the RV, though.
That was
but,
the best one.
Yeah, he opens all the engines, and then, like, pokes the engines... to where they're not working
just
anymore.
Starts hitting him with a pickaxe.
He just hits them like a madman. And then he like just runs around some more. And eventually like... did he kill someone else?
I think he did. He ran by another guard and just like...
yeah.
Yeah.
Was, like,
and then
right.
there were like a couple guards that were shooting at him, right?
Yeah.
And then one of them like for some stupid reason he's right in front of him. He like misses him. And so he just like... there. Dink. He's dead.
Dead.
And then
it's the touch of death.
Another. Oh yeah, yeah. He did kill him. And then he runs to the RV. Remember? And he just starts like doing the same thing, but he keeps hitting like.
Now I want to kind of recreate this. Do you want to do the yelling or the dinking?
We'll do the yelling.
Okay.
Dink. 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 It's terrifying. It's so terrifying.
As he's hitting the RVs, just the grill of the RV.
He's just hitting the grill, and it just makes this tinking noise over and over. And then they finally, like, he, like, runs at him some more. Then they shoot him, and he's dead.
And he, like, has this weird seizing, and, like, smoke starts billowing from him.
It's the formaldehyde leaving his body, which they never do that again. And then one of them is, like, at the front. And they shine a spotlight on him, and he starts freaking out.
It's the old man one.
The old man.
The one that tripped and shot the gun off.
I have a question for you. How did he turn into a zombie?
I don't know, because they shot him well before the formaldehyde even dumped.
Yeah. You know what? Do you know what that is? It's a plot hole.
A continuity issue?
Both. I mean, that's a severe continuity issue. But I guess they're just like, whatever, fuck it.
Whatever, let's just do it.
Fuck it, just put this fuckface in there.
So they shine the spotlight on him, and he just like starts freaking out and running away, and like tries to climb up a tree.
He like starts humping it.
Yeah. And then like
he falls over.
He just lays down, and just like foam starts to come out.
Well,
first
we're confused, because we're like, what? And then they run up to him, and like, yeah, he's foaming, and like his skin is melting.
He's decomposing more.
And they're like, I guess they figure out that the light kills them. There's an explanation for that later, which is bonkers. And
now we get them trying to. Now the warden's like, okay, we got to get all these prisoners. Take some to the generator house and some to the warden's house.
Yeah, there's another attack. Because this is when they decide to free the prisoners. Remember?
Yeah, there's an attack on the warden and the guard. And yeah, well, this is when they're free. So they go to the post to free the prisoners. Yeah. And they're all, like, unlocking them. And
the warden is at the last guy.
He's like, and then drive-by axing.
It was way more sudden than that. Because he's just doing it, and then, like, out of nowhere, and just, like, and he just ragdolls. Just at the fucking ground.
And then dead.
And then someone else, like, grabs a shotgun and shoots the zombie. And they all go into, like...
Some go into the generator house, and then some go into the house. Yeah. The warden's house.
Yeah. They also, they take down the spotlight eventually.
Yeah. And the doctor brings in Paul.
Yeah.
The
guy who got stabbed, he's still alive.
Yeah. I don't know why he's important, but... Because he doesn't do anything.
I don't know. Well, he spends the whole movie laying in a fucking couch.
Yep. The whole rest of the 5 minutes we have?
Yes.
So the warden...
So this is where they talk about, like, their genius plans. And he's like, the light makes them decompose faster. The doctor says this.
Yeah.
I won't even bother explaining why that's bullshit, because it's not... doesn't matter. But it would make sense for sunlight. This is not sunlight. It's just a fucking...
It's like a cheap spotlight.
Yes, it's like if you shone a flashlight. It's like if I took a flashlight right now and I shine it on your, like, face, you would, like, age.
Yeah. Okay? And then, like, foam starts, like, coming
like
out of my mouth.
Your hair would turn gray and you'd be like an old man. That's the logic.
At least you're not choking me with it.
Oh, that happened. Throwback!
What, to yesterday?
It was so long ago, Will.
So, they bring down the spotlight and they put it in a position where it's like directly shining.
I don't know where the fuck they are.
Of the Warren's house. I have no idea.
And my other important question is, why the fuck hasn't anybody attacked them in there?
I don't know. But they do eventually, because remember the one of the guards is like, the warden's dead. We gotta get out of here. And the doctor's like, why?
Oh, no. So when I'm at, like, the room that... Okay, wherever they are, where they have a generator and the spotlight, they are never attacked there.
No.
Those guys are completely just... completely safe. They are there just chill, They could eat pancakes and relax.
Yeah.
Everyone else is being fucked up.
Everything's good in the generator.
Everyone
house,
else is being fucked up. But yeah, the doctor's like, we have to leave. And then.
No, the guard was like, we have to leave. And the doctor's like, why?
Because like, he's. But then he says, these old walls won't hold them. And all I could think was, they're already in, you fuck.
And then immediately after you said that, they start breaking in the window.
Like, they've been getting high. For like 10 minutes already, just rubbing their faces with formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that happens.
They shine the spotlight, the zombies go away, and then they hatch a master plan to...
So they're going to go somewhere. I don't remember where.
I think they're trying to get to the generator house to get to the other people. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. So they have to go from this building to somewhere else. And their idea is the people in the generator house with the spotlight are gonna like shine their way so that the zombies can't touch them, which is what happens because the zombies keep like reaching and then the light touches their hand and they like peel back.
It's like when you dip your hand in like really cold water and you're not expecting it to be like that cold.
Yeah.
You're just like, you recoil.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
The generator starts to fuck up.
Starts going in and out.
But they're unharmed.
Goes out for like a good like 20 seconds.
Yes, it goes on for a long time.
Charge up the generator.
And they're unharmed.
And they're totally fine.
The only thing that happens is that like two of them puss out and run back to the house. And then the woman and the guard are there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the guard's on the ground because he tripped over something.
And they, so when they're heading back to the house.
Well, don't forget.
Like the woman stands in the spotlight.
Well, she stands there for a bit and they just stare at her.
Yeah, there's like. They don't attack or anything, they just stare at her.
That's when your very astute theory came about.
These some thirsty zombies.
Yeah, and I was like,
these some thirsty ass zombies.
I wasn't convinced. I was just like, is that what they're doing?
You became a believer.
But then the next scene they were like, they didn't touch you. Why? And then the boyfriend is like, because they've been selling me for years. They want to touch you. They want to do things to you and all this stuff. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then they confirm it more by one of the new head honcho zombie is like, bring out the girl.
Yeah.
We want to see the girl.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The girl.
The girl.
And
terrifying.
So
they're like, okay, go out
like,
there.
You're going to be the guinea pig. And she's like, okay. Like,
well, don't even tell. At first they're just like, okay, we want you to go out there. She's like, she kind of, like, shakes her head. It's like, okay. And at first, I'm like, what the fuck is the plan? You're just going to go out? Okay, go out there. And she goes out there, and they just stare at her.
And, like, one of them starts raising up an axe.
For some reason.
I don't know why.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for his,
They thirsty.
Yeah, you get it.
His raising axe, if you know what I mean.
It's a PG movie, so...
He's raising his axe, if you know what I mean.
It's a classy production.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classy film.
I would never call this production classy.
No.
Ever.
No.
This is trash.
Yes.
But...
So, she has, she starts, like, lifting up her, like, dress, and at first, I was like, oh, no. But then, what we got was... even dumber.
She takes out a shotgun.
A shotgun and points it at him, but she can't shoot him.
So then the firing squad comes out, the guard,
well,
the
guard's
doctor.
Like yelling at her, like, shoot him, and then he's like, fuck this. He just runs out and like takes his own shotgun and shoots them.
Yep, and the doctor joins in and like one of the other people.
They all shoot them.
They all shoot him dead. And then the girl goes back in and is like, oh, I'm so glad we're together.
I'm so glad we're
like,
together.
Blah, blah, blah. And then the doctor and the guard go outside and roll one of them over, and it ends.
Masterpiece!
That's how it fucking ends.
I mean, it is 58 minutes long, but why does the ending have to be so limp dick?
You know why? Because the director probably didn't know how the fuck to end it.
Literally any other way.
He didn't know how to end it.
Blow them up.
No.
Or something.
Shotgun where you barely even get to see them being shot.
No.
Because it just shows the people firing the shotguns.
And then them falling.
Yeah.
And then the last guy's like clutching his dick.
Yeah.
Because apparently he got shot like next to his crotch. And he's like, he looks like he's in tears. He just falls down dead.
It's a metaphor for masculinity.
It's a metaphor. He got...
The death of masculinity.
It's a metaphor about toxic masculinity. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what he was going for.
See, they are toxic males because they are quite literally sniffing toxic fumes.
Being such a horn dog will get you killed.
Yes, by getting shot in the nuts by...
Yeah. Being a formaldehyde junkie, which I've never heard of.
We should try it.
But maybe it's a thing. I don't know.
We should try it.
We
should go and go to a graveyard and be like, hey, you hook us up.
I just... I'm like, wow. Like... So that was Garden of the Dead. How do you feel?
It's okay. I don't know. I don't hate this thing. I wish the ending wasn't so fucking stupid and anticlimactic. I don't know. Just literally anything would have been better than that.
Yeah.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Like, blow them up. Or, I don't know, like, do some crazy scheme where you, like, run them into a building and you turn the lights on and they all melt. Just anything. Anything would have been better than that. Because even, like, that ending of them getting shot is so... The build-up, none of it's there. It's bullshit. But it's... I don't know. I don't hate this thing.
I didn't hate it. I thought, you know, there was a lot of stupid. But...
Oh, yeah.
I think it was, like, one of the more enjoyable movies we've watched. Just because of how ridiculous it was. But it's weird, because, like, it was, like, ridiculous, and I was like, I can kind of get behind this, like, how ridiculous this is. And then it ended with that, and I'm just like, never mind, this is, like...
Yeah. You kind of have to accept its own internal ridiculous logic.
It's a movie with many, many flaws, but...
Are they flaws, though, or are they just batshit weird ideas? Because, like, okay... They talk, they use tools, they can run, they can jump. They are still horny.
It's weird, because I wouldn't consider these zombies.
Yeah, they're still horny, and they still need drugs.
This is kind of like the undead. Like, I don't know if I could consider them zombies, because they don't act like zombies. And they poke people to death.
Yeah, they don't eat anybody.
Yeah, that's... Their main purpose is to get high off formaldehyde and be a total horn dog.
And I just wonder, like, what was their grand scheme after all this?
I don't know. They don't explain it.
Their only scheme is to get revenge. To get revenge on the prison. And get that girl.
And get high off formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Which I just looked it up. You can get very high from formaldehyde, so that's a real thing, which is...
Oh, good.
So it's a real thing, but...
Oh, good. So, good. This is a very scientifically accurate movie, I see.
Sure.
Everything in this is logical and real.
Yeah, well, like our other movies, everything is logical.
No, this is more so. I think this is the most realistic one so far.
I would say this is definitely a contender for, like... one of the better movies we've watched of 1972, because a shit show.
Yes.
It has been just awful.
You want me to blow your mind? This thing has a lower rating than Beware the Blob.
That's surprising to me, because this is definitely better than Beware the Blob. Like, so much better.
It's only
better.
58 minutes long, and it has, like, a script and shit.
Well, yeah, they didn't improv their lines.
I know.
Which is a blessing.
They might have improvised those formaldehyde scenes, but you know what? I'm fine with that.
It's such a blessing to have a script. Even in the last movie we watched, like, at least there was a script. It's a terrible script, but at least there was one.
So this had a great script.
I'm suddenly grateful for scripts.
This had a great script. It had my favorite line. That's good.
That's good. We will destroy the living.
We will destroy the living. Give us the girl.
Oh, jeez. Some important updates, though, before we end the episode. We now have a Tumblr, which is kind of exciting. It's they mostly come out at night on Tumblr.
We also have an Instagram.
We have an Instagram, and I'll post all this on our like Facebook page, and I'll make sure it's on our Podbean too.
We have a Pornhub.
A Pornhub, yep, exactly. We do horror porn.
You have to pay.
Yep.
It's not.
It's a. It's a premium channel.
Yes. Look, we don't do this for free.
A premium channel, okay.
We don't do this for free. I'm not a charity.
I mean, we don't do this in a basement on one speaker with just one computer.
This isn't a charity.
This is a whole studio right here.
You work. You gotta work for this.
We have a team of script writers. Yes. And like, we have a lot of people to pay.
Yeah, we do. Thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Every episode costs $1,000.
Yeah. You think we give you these podcasts for free? We're making you pay in other ways.
Pay me. Fuck you, pay me. Yeah. We're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, we're
Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook,
we're,
whatever.
We're getting well distributed everywhere. I'm even setting up a Google Plus, not that anyone uses Google Plus.
Wow.
But
Will, I'm so proud of you, that one person that listens.
Hey, who has maybe Google that Plus. One, maybe Craig, who uses Google Plus, is going to be like, wow, my favorite podcasters are on Google Plus. Yeah, this is awesome, man. That one fan's gonna make the even more of a difference.
Good. I hope he's the happiest clam ever, all time.
He'll probably look down his nose at all the Podbean people, like, you know, like, oh, look at all these plebs. Look at these.
I'm on that
plebeian
future social media.
Look at
media.
these plebeian socialites.
I'm on that futuristic social
media. I'm on that Google Plus.
You should get a MySpace. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. But yeah, so anyway, we're everywhere that podcasts are found, and we'll keep posting and making this happen. So
Sunday.
Yep, Sunday. We're diving back into 1972 because we ain't done yet.
We ain't done. We got several more.
Yep. We got a lot more.
Got a lot more.
And it seems never-ending.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be great, Will.
I don't know if it's great.
Oh, it's great. I'm so excited for the next one.
Because I'm scared.
Because I know.
I'm scared that it's going to get worse.
It's not. It can't. We've seen Beware the Blob.
It can get worse. Never say never.
There's one movie coming up that might be worse, but again, Beware the Blob.
Are you calling that's going to be the worst?
The one that we have not seen yet?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, Beware the Blob.
Is
Beware the Blob the worst, or is the next one we haven't seen yet going to be the worst?
There is one that we haven't seen yet that I think will make you want to kill yourself.
We'll see.
Because I've seen, like, 10 minutes of it, and I was already like, oh, no.
Okay.
But then I was like, oh, shit, we're watching this. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Beware the Blob has its special place.
Yep, we'll see what happens. But for now, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bah!
Bah!